and dance on our floor.
Appreciate you girls picking this up. It must weigh a ton.
Jack! Where do you want us to put it?
Let's see here. Over there. That might be good.
Oh,
over
yeah,
here.
That'd be perfect. Yeah, just perfect. Oh.
Won't you think that'll look nice?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Hold it!
What do you think we're doing, you jerk?
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry.
No, maybe not.
Will you make up your mind?
Where do you think I should put it?
You don't want to know.
Well, if you're going to get cranky about it, why don't you just put it in the kitchen till I decide
okay,
where it goes?
Okay, that's good. Okay, in the kitchen. Are you okay?
Hang on a second.
Forget it! Forget it!
Let's try it here.
Sure.
Come
one,
on,
two, three.
Do you have any idea how heavy this thing is?
I never realized how strong you girls were.
What did you put in this?
Dirty dishes. Janet, would you see who's at the door?
Sure,
was it really, really good?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Is there anything I could do for you?
Well, it sure is, but is it okay if we take a rain check?
What?
Oh, I'm looking for Jack Tripper.
Oh, Jack's out in the kitchen, but he's kind of busy.
I got a little...
Hitch, hut!
Bill Martin!
In person.
I can't believe it. Look at you, haven't changed a bit.
Neither of you, you're still a klutz.
Still a klutz.
Oh, it's good to see you again.
I know, it's been years, old buddy. God, I can't believe it. Can you believe he just show up like this?
No, not in a million. Who is he?
Who is he? This is Bill Martin. We were cooks together in the Navy. This man is responsible for making me what I am today.
Ah, so you came down to apologize?
Of course, that's Janet. Who would ever think that such a little munchkin could have such a big sense of humor, huh?
Hello.
And this here's my other roommate, Terry.
Hi, sailor. New in town.
Two gorgeous roommates. I'm impressed, Jack.
Well, no, not really gorgeous.
Terry, don't argue.
All right. Oh, Bill, are you here on a visit?
Well, actually, I'm thinking of moving down, so I thought I'd look up my old buddy.
Oh, man, I'm glad you did. You got a place to stay?
No, not yet.
Well, you do now. You're staying at our apartment, and I won't hear any arguments. Will I?
Not from these two gorgeous girls.
Hey, thanks. We got a lot of catching up to do,
oh,
old buddy.
You said it. Let's go out here.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
You
listen to this.
Hey,
guys. Hey, guys.
I had this.
Oh, hey. How about us?
Sorry. You got to forgive us. A couple old Navy buddies getting together. He must seem a little rude.
Oh, that's okay, Bill. We were just on our way.
Yeah.
Really. Anytime Jack starts talking about the Navy, Terry and I get seasick. See you. Goodbye.
Sit down. Oh, Bill, you know, I will never forget the way you breezed through boot camp. You know that you never, ever had to wait in line. You never stood watch. You were always getting shore leave. How'd you manage to do that?
Charm, Jack. Pure charm.
Yeah, right. I remember how you charmed me out of that cute little waitress.
What?
Yeah. So how come you're moving to L.A.?
Well, actually, I'm looking for a job.
Well, that shouldn't be hard, a good cook like you.
Well, I don't know. I've been looking 4 months now.
4 months?
Yes.
Listen, Bill, would you like to work for me?
Oh, now, look, Jack, I didn't come here expecting
anything.
No,
I know that, but I need a good assistant. You'd be a great help until you find something better.
You got yourself a cook.
Working with me, like old times. Great. Well,
this is not bad, Jack. Where did you get all the money to buy this place?
Well, I have to confess, it's not exactly all mine. It belongs to a guy named Angelino. I have to pay him rent and then part of the profits.
Yeah? What kind of guy is he?
Who, Angelino? Yeah, he's like a, you know, a good old dog. You throw him a bone and he'll leave you alone. What? Mr. Angelino here, Mr.
I got last month's bone here, Tripper. A little less meat on it than I expected.
Well, sir,
who's he?
Oh, I'm Bill Martin.
He's my new assistant. We were in the Navy together, and Bill,
Who cares? I want to talk to you.
Yes. I think he likes you, Bill. Some problem with the rent check?
Oh, no. Nothing wrong with the rent check. But where are the profits?
Well, there aren't any profits this month, sir.
No profits?
See...
Tripper. Son, what you need is a little incentive. And I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you, sir.
If you don't start making more money, I'm not going to renew your lease.
Excuse me, sir. I couldn't help overhearing what you said to Jack. You know, Jack has been under a lot of pressure.
Are you making excuses for him?
Oh, no, sir, I don't have to. See, Jack was the best cook we had at our naval base.
Yeah, Navy cooks don't have to worry about business.
Well, now, with all due respect, sir, you're wrong about that. When I was handling all the business at the mess hall, I remember that
you handled the business?
Yeah. Oh. I even got a citation. But I remember...
A citation for what?
Running the most cost-efficient mess hall on the West Coast. Look... Getting back to Jack.
Cost efficiency, that's what we need here.
Well, that's why I offered to help Jack out.
You offered? I thought he hired you.
Well, Jack wants to put it that way. Look, all I know is this place could be a gold mine.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Well, I certainly hope Jack knows how lucky he is to have a friend like you. Oh. Welcome aboard, son.
Oh, hi, Bill. Where's Jack?
Oh, hi, Janet. Well, he had a couple errands to run.
Oh, hey, Bill. Jack has really enjoyed having you around this week.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about you?
What about me?
Well, have you enjoyed having me around?
Oh, sure. Oh, of course.
Good. Because I've enjoyed being around you.
What?
Well, just
that. Oh, Bill, come on. Don't be... Ow!
Oh, Janice.
Jack.
Listen, I didn't mean to interrupt. I can come back later. Excuse me. Just don't wear him out. He's got a lot of hard work to do tomorrow.
Jack,
you gotta forgive her, Bill. She hits on all my help. I don't know what it is. It's just, she's just crazed sometimes.
Janet, I'm kidding. Janet, oh, look at this. Come on, would you stop that? Can't you take it? Would you get that for me? Hey, Janet, come on. Believe me, I'm just joking. Hello?
Bill? Billy boy? Son, this is Mr. Angelino. I'm down here at the restaurant. Jack seems to have closed a little early. Is he there?
Yeah, just a minute. Jack,
Janet, come on.
I do not speak to male chauvinist pigs.
Janet, will you come on? Janet.
Look, Jack's got his hands full at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yeah. Would you tell him that some very good friends of mine, the Carmichaels, are in town, and I'm going to be bringing them here for lunch tomorrow.
Oh, a reunion, huh? Well, that's nice.
It's no reunion, actually. It's a rather sad occasion. Their Uncle George just died. We'll be coming to the restaurant straight from the funeral.
Oh, a funeral. Well, I understand. Well, I'll have Jack prepare a very special lunch. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate the compliment. Goodbye.
Okay, I give up. I give up.
I'm sorry about Janet.
Oh, don't worry about that, Bill. She'll get over it. Who was on the phone?
Mr. Angelino. He's bringing some friends over to the restaurant for lunch tomorrow, and he wants it to be very special.
What is it, some sort of party?
Party? Yeah, I'd say that. I mean, if you fell into $1 million, wouldn't you celebrate?
$1 million?
Yeah, it seems their Uncle George is retiring to Florida, and he's leaving them the entire business.
Boy, that calls for a party, all right.
Yeah, why don't you see him off the airport and then coming over to your restaurant?
Well, if Mr. Angelino wants a celebration, that's what we'll give him, right, Bill?
Anything you say, Jack.
Man, I'll make a great lunch and have a few surprises. It'll be fun. Mr. Angelino will love it. I can hardly wait to see the look on his face.
Neither can I, Jack. Neither can I.
Here you go. Enjoy your lunch. Hey, Bill.
Yeah?
When are they coming from the airport?
Relax, Jack. Not for another 15 minutes.
I can't wait.
That funeral took so much out of me.
Oh, and I'm sure a nice, quiet lunch will make you feel much better. Oh.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Ah, here he is, Jack Tripper. I'd like you to meet Mr. and Mrs. Carmichael.
Hi, you're early. What'd you do, just drop your uncle off at the gate? Well, I don't blame you. There's no sense in sitting around there holding his hand, is there?
Tripper, do you feel all right?
Never better. How you feeling?
Would you just show us to our table?
Right, this way. All laid out for you. Madam, you please?
What is this?
Oh, you know, these are... And then you have one, too, Mr. Edgerton. They can be a little corny, but they're scads of fun. You know, double your pleasure. Look at that. Well, now you've got them dirty. Listen, now get your menus, okay? Enjoy your jelly beans. Hang on.
I'm sorry. I'm sure there is some explanation.
It doesn't matter.
There you are, ma'am. Is she all right?
It's Uncle George. She's lost without him. We all are.
Oh. Well, maybe you can join him.
What? He didn't mean that.
Yes, I did. I sure did. You know, I mean, you know, I've heard it's a lot of fun down there if you can stand the heat. Oh!
Oh,
it was just a thought.
Marilyn? Marilyn, it's all right.
Excuse me for living.
How's it going?
Terrible. Bunch of stiffs out there. You're just in time. Get ready. Okay. Things are going to liven up now. Telegram for the Carmichael party.
What?
This'll kill you.
To some very happy people on a very special occasion. Oh, Uncle George is on his way. Hip, 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 hooray.
Warren, no, please wait. Tripper, I...
Oh,
will you shut up?
Tripper, I think you and I should have a little talk.
Good, because I have no idea what's going
on. In the kitchen!
Some people just don't appreciate real talent.
Wrong with your friends? They act like somebody died.
Somebody did.
Well, that's still no reason why they...
Well, they just came from a funeral.
Oh, no. I thought it was a party, Mr. Angelino.
A party? A party?
Well, I thought...
Bill is right. You are under a lot of pressure.
Bill is the one who told me about it.
Oh, so now you're going to start blaming your friend after he stood up for you? Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Ashamed of myself. I talk to the Carmichaels. Everything is fine now.
Oh, that's wonderful. How did you do it?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I just have a way with people.
Well, thank God somebody around here does. Tripper, I've decided to renew your lease.
Oh, good.
On one condition.
Condition?
I want you to make Bill here your partner.
What?
You heard me. No Bill, no restaurant. I'll be by your apartment around 4 with the new lease.
You planned this whole thing.
Now, Jack, look, I know how this
After looks, Angelino but... comes over, I want you to pack your things and get out of my apartment. And Angelino said he won't renew my lease unless I make Bill my partner.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Jack, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Why couldn't I see how greedy he was? I guess I'm just stupid.
That's it.
You don't have to rub it in.
No, I'm not, Jack. Greed. Greed is the answer. What's the question? A greedy person like Bill is not going to settle for being your partner if he thinks he could get something better.
I don't understand.
Well, all we have to do is get somebody to con him the same way he conned you.
That's a wonderful idea, Janet.
It's fair. The only thing is we got to get someone who is sneaky and underhanded.
Tricky, deceitful, and conniving.
Larry!
Jack, that's probably Bill.
Yeah, right.
Wait, you know what you're supposed to do, so make it look good.
Right, Janet, relax. I've got everything under control. Starting now. Bill.
Jack, now I thought we could just talk this whole thing over.
Why don't you just get in there, get your stuff, and get out of here, okay?
Well, listen,
just
Jack.
Pack up and move out.
Who was that?
Shh, Janet, that was Bill.
Oh, what's he doing here? He could ruin everything.
Shh, I know. I gotta get him out of here before that wealthy investor shows up. Oh, no!
Larry got hung up at the car lot, so I'm taking over.
You in this get-up?
Well, Larry said I was supposed to be rich.
Okay, Mr. Fraley, all right, just don't overdo it, okay?
Me? Come on, give me some credit.
Howdy, I'm Jim Bob Fraley.
What do you do? I'm Bill Martin.
Yeah, Bill was just leaving.
Oh, no, not just yet. See, I'm Jack's partner. So why don't you sit down?
All righty.
I'll just put on some coffee while you gentlemen make yourselves to home.
All right, let's get right down to business. I'm looking for some place to invest all the money I made in all.
All?
That's right, all.
All what?
Oil!
Oil!
That's right, all.
Mr. Fraley?
You can call me Jim Bob, boy.
Jim Bob, don't you want to talk about my opening up a chain of French restaurants for you?
Chain of...
That's right. Fast food French restaurant. Some place where you can get a quick escargot that doesn't come at a snail's pace.
That's so funny, Mr. Fraley.
Yeah,
that is so funny.
I know.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'll get you that brandy right away.
Brandy? All right. I didn't hear you ask for a brandy.
Son, when you got the kind of money I do, you don't have to ask.
Now, just how much money have you got, Jim Bob?
Well, I don't know exactly. Last time I went into my vault, came up to about here.
Where's Jack?
In the kitchen.
Thanks. Angelino's here. I just saw him parking his car.
Oh, no, he's early. Terry, you gotta stall him.
Help!
You'll think of something. Just go, 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 go.
You're right. He's in there. Mr. Angelino!
Hello, Terry.
You move!
What?
I lost my contact lens.
Well, it sounds like you're well qualified, Bill, but I promise, Jack.
Oh, now don't get me wrong, Jim Bob. I'm not saying I wouldn't cut him in. No. I'm sure with proper supervision, he could manage one of the restaurants.
You got a big heart, boy.
Then it's a deal?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, Jack, that's your cue. Let's go.
Here you are, Jim Bob. Oh, oh, oh.
You clumsy dumbbell. And you expect to go into business with me?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sorry don't butter no parsnips, boy. Bill, the job is all yours. Excuse me.
Bill? I want you out of this house. What are you doing down there?
Looking for Terry's contact lens.
Here it is!
Oops.
Well, boys, I've got the new lease here all ready for you to sign.
Anything you say, Mr. A.
Forget it. I'm not interested anymore.
What do you mean you're not interested?
I mean you can take your lease and stuff it.
Who do you think you're talking to?
I don't need you, you old windbag. Not when I got Jim Bob Furley for a partner.
Jim Bob?
Furley.
Did someone call me?
That's right. You want to break the news to him?
Sure. Jack, your toilet's working again.
Here, that's your toilet.
Toilet?
What are you doing?
Have we met?
You mean if we met, Jim Bob? I'm your partner.
You are? Well, you weren't much help when I was fixing the toilet. You're fired.
You set me up. You all set me up.
The way you set me up, old buddy.
I guess you aren't such a klutz after all.
Well, Jack, son, I guess we'll only be needing one signature on this lease after all. Hmm?
Thank you, sir.
But from here on in, you keep your troublemaking friends away from the restaurant.
No, sir, I can't do that.
Tripper!
None.
What are you saying?
Hey, Janet and Terry may be troublemakers, but they can come to my bistro anytime.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.